Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. We got a great guest coming up here in a second. This is real interesting. Hey, Mr. Producer, on the last, it's Dabija?
Yes.
Dabija. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So Adina Dabija, guys, I was just a little confused on the pronunciation. Hope I got that right. But Adina is a licensed acupuncturist. She is a functional medicine practitioner. She's also a certified hypnotist and the owner at Soul Center, S-O-L Center. That's in Port Washington, New York. And the website, if anybody wants to go there, is soul.center. S-O-L, and I'll follow up with Adina to make sure that's right. Now, doing all those things, you guys must have questions. So if you do, you can always call up 631-730-7376, or if you'd like, you can use our instant feedback, where you go to kcinstantfeedback@gmail.com, and it will pop up on the screen. I'll read your question to Adina, and we'll get her response live on the air. Just give me your name, where you're from, and if you're uncomfortable or bashful, just say anonymous. And if it's an appropriate question, I'll read it to Adina, and you'll get your answer from a pure expert and pretty amazing guest here. So, with no further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss Adina Dabija to the program. Hey, Adina, how are you? Did I get the last name? Is it Dabija?
Finally, you got it.
All right.
Really, Master, you know, from Romania. In Romania, we say Dabija.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something really cool, because I know that you're from Romania, and I'm a big fan of Dracula. Can you tell me something about Dracula?
Oh, everybody knows about Dracula. I can tell you, we have many scary stories in Romania, not just this one. So many of them are real and inspired by real life.
Wow.
So when I was 5, my mother used to tell me one about this wolf that was eating an old lady.
Oh, man.
So it was a bit too much for me because, you know, this lady was funny in the story. So she tricks the wolf, who is trying desperately to eat something, or rather someone. So then, you know, you lose her in the story. She's eaten by this wolf. So it's a bit just like in real life. So we try to trick death and disease until we don't. Mm. So if we can learn to live with honor and courage in the moment, we can really have glimpses of eternity. So because the ending of the story was so unsettling, and I was tossing and turning in my bed, unable to sleep, you know, as a kid, I finally convinced my mom to change the end. So the wolf finds something else to eat in my version. So this is the version that I co-authored. So from a very young age, I learned to change things around and negotiate better endings. So this is what I do today, you know, helping people to co-author better endings for themselves.
That is awesome. Now, how do you do that?
So, I help them see the reasons behind their choices. So most of my patients come with a diagnosis or a particular life circumstance they identify with. So it's a kind of learned helplessness. So you are put in a diagnosis box, either by a doctor or by life, and then you sit in the box and you don't know how to get out of it. So I show them how to rip the veil, rip the box that is surrounding them, and start co-authoring. So I like to think of it as a systemic desensitization. You know, like you become desensitive to all this programming that was forced upon you since the young age. So it does take a little bit of courage, looking into who you really are, and learning to recognize the learned fears, the learned angers, the learned sadnesses, and so on. So it might be a little bit uncomfortable, but if you want to change, then you need the truth of whom you are. So who made you like this? You need to see who inside of you craves that alcohol or craves this cake or drug or whatever it is, you know. So part of, you know, like this part that, you know, is addicted to something or is weak, let's say, was created in a moment of vulnerability. So the goal of that part is really to protect you and to do something for you as a protector of the self that was hurt by someone or by an authoritative figure, usually. So I created this program, Nine Seeds for Life, in which you have nine seeds of different herbs as companions for your transformation. So you get to change the codes of your thinking by watching these seeds sprouting and growing and doing some movements with Qigong and learning about herbal therapy and conditioning of your behavior. So I do a little bit of psychology, a little bit of hypnosis. We do some pressure points because research has found that not only chemicals but also mental biosymbols, so, you know, ideas or beliefs can trigger chemical changes in the body, such as, you know, release of oxytocin, epinephrine or cortisone. So, yeah, these nine seeds are great archetypal companions for a better story that you consciously co-author from the perspective of your true self, let's say. So, yeah, so the program supports, you know, the processing of these unhealed wounds through biocognition, gardening, storytelling, moving meditation. So I teach in this program powerful healing techniques that will unlock the flow of vital force, which is called Qi in Asian medicine, or it is called Prana in Ayurveda, or, you know, it has different names in different traditions, vitalist traditions from Europe. It was called Pneuma in ancient Greece. Yeah, so you use this vital force to release all patterns that drain you. So the core principle of the program is that changing the mind will change your biology. So the brain operates with these biosymbols. So I use storytelling and, you know, we get to become parts of the characters or characters, and then we reflect on our own story.
Wow. Can you give me an example of that?
Sure. For instance, I had this patient, this participant in my program, who lost her son to cancer. So so what can, you know, what can be worse than leaving your child and, you know, surviving your own child?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So she found purpose in writing this book about helping people prevent cancer, especially guiding parents of children. So she had this book in her, but she had this blockage, so she couldn't write it. So basically she wanted to offer her stewardship to the suffering people. So very inspiring. And I showed her that under the canopy of her grief, of her silence, and, you know, it's like snow that is covering the seed in the dark, the seed, which is really her true self that wanted to express, is waiting in the darkness to sprout. So her gift to the world was that seed, was that book that she finally wrote. So, you know, the first archetype is the wild seed, the dandelion that comes out of nowhere and brings you regeneration, because it's so easy to see all these weeds growing in cracks of the asphalt, and they're very playful, they're very stubborn to, to take out, right? We like here in America, we like green lawns with lawns, right, without weeds, but they are very playful. And you know, I'm. If it's okay, I can read a little bit from my book, Nine Seeds for Life.
Yeah.
A short fragment about weeds, which is really the first movement in this program. It's about bringing the wild back to your life and becoming nature. So sometimes we suffer because we think we are separated from nature. But when we realize we are interconnected, we are nature, then, you know, the universe has your back, so you're not alone.
Okay.
All so right. Is it okay to read?
I would love that. Yeah, that'd be really, really neat. But let me take a our break first, and we come back, and we'll hear from your reading. Before we take the break, can you tell people how to get a hold of you the best way, and how they can do that?
Sure. So I can be reached on my website, through my website, www.sol.center.
Okay, great. Hey, guys, we'll be right back. Stay right there.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
You don't become a 117-year-old automaker in this country by refusing to change. The Ford Motor Company does not resist, deny, or ignore change. We pledge to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035, to stand for lower greenhouse gas emissions, to stand with Americans and for the planet.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. All right, guys, we're back with a great guest, Adina Dabija. And welcome back, Miss Adina.
Yeah, you got my name right.
I'm trying. Hey, so you, right before the break, you were going to let us in on kind of a story.
Yes, I was going to read just a short fragment from my upcoming book, Nine Seeds for Life, about the first seed, which is the dandelion seed.
Okay, beautiful.
Which is a weed, yeah. So it's going to be very short, I promise.
No, I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, whenever you're ready, please. This is fun.
Okay, yeah, it's fun for me too. So I said here, weeds are the play of nature, the life force itself, the laugh of the wind, the sun, the earth, and the water, combined in a small seed coming from above, dancing on the lip of the wind to heal and enrich the soil. Before becoming the skin of the earth, the weeds are the grace of the sky, the spirit itself of regeneration. The weeds remind us that it's natural to heal. This is what our bodies and minds are designed to do every day, self-repairing and maintaining homeostasis and harmony. And in the midst of the greatest pain, you have to remember that life is a gift. And so is death. Death is part of life. Have you ever seen an open wound, a bare soil area that the weed didn't conquer yet? Bareness of the soil due to a wildfire or storm, uprooted trees, doesn't last long. Within days, seedlings begin to grow and cover it. In a few months, the scar is barely visible. This is also our case. Yeah, so, yeah, I was just talking about this in the context of my case. Mm-hmm. This lady who who found meaning in writing this book about her loss, transforming it into cancer prevention advocacy. So it's a very noble cause.
Wow.
And I think if any loss is there to be transformed, and, you know, there is meaning in everything. And, yeah, always remember that regeneration is always available to you. If you choose to allow it, nature does its own magic.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I hope I can find a publisher, so...
Okay. All right. Well, you'll let us know about that. I'm sure people would love to. But just for now, to find out more about you, where do people go again?
On www.sol.center.
Okay.
So this is my website. It's actually a small center I founded with my business partner, Dr. Hildur Palsdottir, in Port Washington, to help the local community to heal. We offer nature walks, we offer large variety of meditation practices from different traditions, such as Qigong, which is a sort of moving meditation, and besides that, we offer comprehensive and unique approach to patient's care, you know, like acupuncture, hypnosis, functional medicine, as I'm certified with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.
Okay, and now, I know you have a background in Asian medicine.
I do, yes. Uh-huh. This is my training, yeah.
Okay, and you also, maybe you can tell me a little bit more about the products and the services that you offer, and, you know, who's a good candidate for your expertise?
Yeah, I see a variety of patients. As I said in the beginning, many come in a box that a doctor, you know, puts a label on, like a chronic disease, usually like a chronic fatigue syndrome, migraine headaches, autoimmune conditions, obesity or anxiety, you know, chronic pain, depression, irritable bowel syndrome, sleep disorders, and many more. So I use all my tools to help them, but I am particularly now proud of this program I created called 9 Seeds for Life that helps my clients re-envision their life after a loss or a difficult life situation, transition, relationship conflict. So this program really offers support to process unhealed wounds. And I combine everything I know in this program, like gardening, storytelling, movie meditation, Qigong in Asian medicine. Part of the Asian medicine tradition, we have this life force cultivation practice, which is called Qigong. So basically, this is a technique that helps you unlock the flow of vital force, so you release old and obsolete patterns. And you do get to observe these patterns also through biocognition. So I studied biocognition with Dr. Mario Martinez, which is one of the founders of psychoneuroimmunology. And I do like to work with these symbols through Qigong and biocognition to mentally guide and help people symbolically connect with these life forces through breath and visualization. So the veil of separation is lifted, and the entire cosmos has your back, as I just mentioned before. So healing becomes a little easier because you become part of nature, and it's natural for nature to heal. So, so this is one of the most important aspects in Asian medicine, is that there is this continuum between you as a human being and the environment. So there is this old book called The Great Treatise on Essentials of the Most Reliable. It says, heaven and the earth are great principles. Man's spirit penetrates and reflects them. So there is this Chinese word tong, which means penetrate, which implies a movement through something, but also an intercourse with. So in Asian medicine, the man is a meeting point between heaven and earth, So his spirit reflects man's co-participatory aspect of to creation. So this is very different from Western medicine, where you sit back and the doctor with a prescription pad writes you a prescription, and you know, you want a quick fix. So
in this
kind of interaction in Asian medicine context, you participate. So for instance, my patients go home with Qigong practice. So as I said, Qigong is a life force cultivation practice and was always regarded as a longevity and preventative art. So in ancient China, doctors, like family doctors, were reimbursed and paid if the patient was healthy rather than sick. So very different than here when we go to the doctor only when we are sick. So my patients come for tune-ups treatments. So they come when seasons change, or when they have transitions through life, so I can facilitate and reconnect them to, you know, their life force, so they get some support.
Wow, how interesting. I can't wait to hear more about that, but we are out of time. Sorry I didn't get to everybody who wrote in here, but I will save these. Adina, can you kind of, I want to give you the last word here. Anything you want us to think about or leave us with, and then once again, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Sure. So I want to leave this interview with this message. So don't think you are who you are told by others you are. So just be curious, challenge yourself, and you will find your voice and you will find out who you really are. So never become comfortable with an idea that you have about yourself.
Good advice. And once again, where do people get a hold of you?
Sure, www.sol.center.
Awesome. Guys, that's Adina Dabija, and what a great guest. Thank you, Adina, and we'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country, but unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.